The next matter before the court is In Re Interest of Kaylin M. Let's let them get organized here. They're still coming up to be seated, your opponents. So I just wanted to wait until they got a gap up here. Now let me, that's all right, now let me say the case again. This matter before the court is In Re Interest of Kaylin M. Counsel, whenever you're ready.
May it please the court. The terms used first off, we had said that large stool also described during her examination.
Counsel, both of these young people were 13 years old, is that correct?
EF was 12 at the time.
And the families were friends. There were children here of different ages.
Yes.
And they would spend a lot of time together, and they were acquaintances for over a longer period of time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And my understanding is that the alleged victim is alleged to have autism.
Correct.
And was there any evidence that explained what autism is?
No.
Is there any evidence that established on the spectrum of the autism scale of where this child was located?
Brother. said brother was on.
Isn't your problem with the case, though, that there's evidence that there was an act and there's evidence that no one saw the act? And so isn't it a credibility issue that you're arguing?
It is.
And when you're talking about credibility, generally, don't we give deference to the trial court that they heard the evidence and saw the individuals and made the determination as to who they wish to believe?
That's fine.
So?
Yes.
I'm having trouble understanding what you're asking us to do.
Well, due to the inconsistency here, making these statements about the
as I understand, the allegation is that the state was obligated to prove that the victim was mentally or physically incapable of resisting this act.
I believe it's specifically actor would have that. The accuser was.
What evidence was presented to establish that the victim was not mentally capable of appraising a situation?
Other than the.
What does that mean?
But didn't the appellant in the interview with the, I believe it was the investigating officer or officers, did he not admit during that he knew the victim had some type of issue that would cause him not to be able to consent? Wasn't he aware that there was some problem with the victim?
There was indication that the chosen by the way, meaning almost like a man.
Again, would that be a question of fact for the trial court to determine based on the testimony? You did not raise, at least in my reading of your briefs, you did not raise as an issue the lack of evidence regarding autism, did you? As an error?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't have anything.
No questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to probably mispronounce your name. I don't mean to be doing that, so Leomie?
Lemoyne.
Ms. Lemoyne, we understand you're a senior certified student. Welcome to the Court of Appeals. You may start whenever you're ready.
May I please report? I'm Laura Lemoyne. This is Chad Walker. I'm representing the Appellate. Your Honor, the issue before you today is whether the juvenile court was correct.
What was the evidence that the appellant knew or should have known that the victim was incapable of consent? And he also stated that he was very smart. So can we really construe the statements that you attribute to him as being an understanding that he knew or should know, or knew or should have known that the victim could not consent?
I think the fact that he committed the victim was unable to
What other evidence, if any, did the state put on with regard to the condition of autism or... But when the state's burden is to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, can you just sit there and say, well, the victim has autism and that's enough to meet that burden?
But he also said the victim was smart enough to blame the defendant when the victim got in trouble for doing things like eating food that he wasn't supposed to, right?
The assignment of error indicates that there was insufficient evidence to establish this offense. I believe specifically the juvenile court erred in adjudicating him as a child within the meaning of the section. Based upon the court's finding, the state had proved beyond reasonable doubt that he had committed the offense of first-degree sexual assault. And these are all elements of first-degree sexual assault, aren't they?
Yes.
So they did specifically raise it. When you start talking about that they didn't prove each of the required allegations, you have to go through the allegations, don't you?
Right. But they did not raise that specific issue. They mostly
and we're talking about a 13-year-old boy here, right? And 12 with the but the defendant was 13. Okay, let's say he was 14. You have a 14-year-old boy, and you're asking him to make a medical determination of whether or not this child was capable of understanding the nature of the conduct that was taking place, and also making a determination with whether or not he was able to understand the nature of the actions that were taken. I mean, I'm really having a problem here because there's no evidence telling me where this child is on the scale of autism. I mean, we all know that there's various aspects of it, and there was no evidence presented showing whether or not he was capable of understanding what was taking place, at least that I can see. And that causes me a real problem. So if you'd like to address that, I'd be glad to hear, listen to what you have to say.
I would just argue that
generally speaking, in these types of cases, when we see them, there's an expert that's called to testify that this person suffers from some sort of mental deficiency, and that so they're unable to understand the nature of the situation they're finding themselves. That's what we normally see. And that wasn't done yet.
I've done it so that in previous cases, the defendant after today.
Thank you very much. You may step back. Shanahan, how much time does he have remaining? 22 seconds.
Word is correct. Thank you.
each
charge.
Thank you.
You may step back. Thank you very much for coming in today. Matter is deemed submitted, and you are excused. This completes this session of the Nebraska Court of Appeals.